This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Coloradans over 70 were moved to higher priority for COVID vaccinations by Governor Polis, but how and when they'll get the shot is not clear. 91-year-old Gene Grady lives in Parker.
It's stupid. Obviously, the government has not done a good job in distribution. If I get the double dose, it'll free me of the thought that I'm going to catch COVID and die.
Local health officials say they were surprised by the governor's announcement. Many won't begin vaccinating seniors until they finish with frontline workers and get more vaccines. 2020 was the first year in nearly a decade that DIA did not set a record for passenger traffic. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
On April 15th, during the COVID-19 shutdown, DIA had its lowest traffic volume when just over 2,000 people traveled through the TSA checkpoints. On the same day in 2019, more than 56,000 people passed through those checkpoints. After that plunge, the airport has rebounded better than the national average. DIA ranked as the number one or two U.S. airport for TSA checks consistently since the summer. To accommodate travelers during the pandemic, DIA added contactless food delivery and offers rapid COVID-19 testing. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Down to 8 above for Vail, 20 degrees for Metro Denver, and 15 for Colorado Springs. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.